Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Really looking forward to having a chat with Whitney Carson today. We are talking about a variety of different things, one of them being that she was COVID positive when she gave birth to her baby, talking about giving herself grace in the healing process, the pressure to bounce back after baby, and just the kind of mental, physical, and emotional toll of birth, postpartum life, especially when you are COVID positive. So we'll talk all about that with Whitney.
Yay!
Hello.
We did it. I'm like, I always feel so technically impaired when I try to like join people live. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, it's always like a waiting period of like, is this going to work that, you know, some stress.
I'm glad this worked out. It's so nice to finally meet you, like, via Instagram, I guess.
I know. It's so fun. I'm so excited to chat with you. Also, your little boy is, like, the cutest little munchkin ever. And so whenever you're doing anything, I'm like, oh, my God, little, total little boy.
You're so sweet. I know. He is so fun right now. I mean, he is so busy. Like, I can't imagine, like, being pregnant right now. Like, a lot of my friends are pregnant and have a one-year-old, and I'm just like, how are you doing that? Like, he is just running around crazy. He's so fun though. But right now we're in a stage of like hitting. So he thinks hitting is really fun and really funny. So I'm like, we're trying to figure that out, but he's so fun. And your little girl is one too, or is she?
Yeah, 1.5. Running around, which is crazy. It's definitely like a totally, when they're so mobile, it's like totally different situation.
Totally, it's fun because you get to kind of like sit back and like watch them, but then also it's like they're just getting into trouble. He's hitting his head everywhere, and so it's like you almost want them to go back to crawling, you know? Like, walking is great, but you're kind of like, what happened to where you just could just sit in a bouncer and I could just do my makeup? Like, what happened to those days?
Oh yeah, no, definitely not having those days anymore.
No.
Yeah. So I want to chat with you about so many things that I think are so great, especially for this whole community. I mean, you've obviously been so open about your whole experience postpartum and just your birthing experience. But I also love that you also wanted to talk so much about the idea of giving yourself grace in the postpartum period, because I don't think that there is enough of that as women who undergo this, you know, incredible transformation, which is so beautiful and amazing, and also comes with a lot of pressures and challenges, emotional, mental, physical challenges. And then, you know, obviously you dealt with being COVID positive at the time. So there's a lot that I wanted to talk about that I think is really amazing and so awesome. But let's start with first, just because you didn't plan to have a C-section, and that was like a big shift for you.
Yes, it was a huge shift for me. I think my whole pregnancy, I kind of had all these expectations of like just a natural vaginal birth. He's just going to come right out and lay right on my chest and just latch perfectly. And like, I just had like all of these expectations, and it really just went completely opposite of what I had planned. And so it kind of was a little bit of a whirlwind for me. So I went into labor, and it took me about 12 hours to like actually start pushing. So I started pushing for like 2.5 hours, and I was like throwing up. Like, it just was like so, so, so hard for me to get this baby out. And so I pushed for 2.5 hours. And every contraction, the doctor would try and flip the baby because he was like sunny side up. So he kept trying to turn him so that he could come out a little bit easier, but just absolutely no progress, like at all, for the 2.5 hours. And then each contraction, Leo's heart rate would drop significantly. And so the doctor was like, you know what, we really have got to get him out as soon as possible. And I just look over at my husband, and he had a look of just pure relief. He was like, just do it. Like, this is just enough. Like, just get him out. And I wanted it so badly that I was willing to push a little bit longer. But as soon as he said it wasn't safe, I was like, okay, let's just do the C-section and just get him out so he's safe in here. And it was hard. It was really hard for me to kind of grasp, but okay, we're doing a C-section, not what I wanted, but we're doing it anyway. And I just struggled with it. Like, I had blurred vision. I was just like, it just wasn't what I had planned at all. But it's so funny. I mean, you've obviously gone through birth, and even though if like my story was traumatic, like, I had friends who went into labor right after me, and I was like, I want to do that again so bad, because it's like the best day of your life. Like, it truly, like, once you see your baby, like, everything that you went through is like, it's fine, not a big deal at all. But I definitely had to almost like mourn the loss of my like expected delivery. Isn't that weird? Like, I definitely had to like take some time and be like, it's okay that that was not my journey. And like, the way that he came out wasn't perfect. And, you know, he ended up being on like CPAP for, you know, to breathe because the cord was wrapped around his neck and all these different things. But I just really like appreciated that he was healthy. Like, at the end of the day, I was just like, right, you know what? I'm just so happy that he's here and he's healthy and I get this perfect little baby. So it took some time though, for sure. I mean, I definitely had to like mourn that vaginal delivery that I wanted so badly, but.
Yeah. I feel like there, you hear of so many women who are either told like in a moment, in a rush, like you were, or like a week ahead of time, like, this is the change to your birth plan. And it really does, I think, take a lot of people who are really set on having a specific birth plan or idea of a birth plan, that shift of expectations, which I think, yeah, when you look back at it, you're like, that's really just parenting and motherhood in general, is like, you have these expectations of things and then it's like, just kidding.
100%. So, like, especially this year of like just going through each stage, I'm like, okay, I have it figured out. Nope, I don't have it figured out at all. Yeah. Like, just, it surprises you every single day. So you're right.
Yeah. So what was that like? Because I think, you know, for pregnancy and just, you know, this is my second pregnancy in this COVID world. And I feel like the kind of stress and anxiety of COVID and just like the, yeah, whole COVID situation is something that's like on my mind. It's on everyone who's either pregnant, breastfeeding, trying to conceive. Like, it's on people's minds. And even if you're not, it's still, you know, can be on your mind.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. CarGurus.com.
What was that like, you know, for you to be COVID positive and go through your whole labor experience? And then, you know, of course, after having a newborn and being positive.
Yeah. So right when I got pregnant, it was May. That's right when COVID kind of exploded and, right, the media was just freaking out. I was freaking out. And so we hunkered down pretty much my whole pregnancy, and there just wasn't a lot of information about it. And so I just had a lot of anxiety with that. And so we just really didn't go anywhere, and we were very, very careful with everything that we did while I was pregnant. And so I made it the entire year, and then I go into labor and they test me for COVID, and sure enough, I have it. And I was just like, out of all of the times to have COVID, I have it right now while I'm in labor. And I just like could not believe that God was giving me this challenge. I was like, why? But they had like hazmat suits on, and they were just like, they had masks and I had to wear a mask. I also had to be on oxygen as well. Honestly, I didn't feel really terrible. I just thought it was like 39 weeks, huge pregnant, just aches and pains, just kind of normal. So luckily I didn't have crazy symptoms, which I'm really, really grateful for. But yeah, it was kind of crazy. And then before I gave birth, they were like, you know, we can keep the baby for 2 weeks while you kind of quarantine. And I was like, absolutely not. We are not doing that. But of course you think about it because you're like, I don't know how COVID would be, you know, a little newborn baby. I don't know how he would react to that. And, you know, obviously that was very frightening, but I just had to like trust my instincts and just go, you know what? I'm just going to take my baby and just hopefully my breast milk will give him some antibodies. That's kind of what kept me through, was like, okay, if I can give him some antibodies, like some protection, then, you know, I'm doing something. So I had that to kind of give me a little bit of comfort. But on top of that, so all of my family, my parents, my in-laws, my brothers, we gave COVID to everybody. So everybody had it when I gave birth. And so no one was, you know, we had nobody over to come see the baby for 2 weeks. And so that was pretty heartbreaking for my mom. This is her first grandbaby. So she had to meet him through the window and she was just sobbing and I was sobbing and just had to look at him from afar. And it was just, it was heartbreaking, but it also just really gave me like a lot of strength. And it was kind of nice. That was just my husband and I to kind of like figure out like how to be parents, like just on our own. So, you know, mm-hmm. like during this whole thing, I'm always trying to find the silver lining because I felt like everything just kept going wrong. And so I'm like, okay, what can I think of to give me some sort of silver lining of like, you know what, this is okay. This was supposed to be my journey. And it was just crazy, but still now I'm like trying to look at the positive of like what I learned and what I took from that. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that like one of the silver linings for people who have had their kids during, especially like the craziest times of COVID is like, you know, there's obviously so much loss in the social aspect of seeing people or seeing your family members, but really being just one-on-one with the baby or, you know, with your significant other and being able to just have that time is something that I feel like everybody talks about being the silver lining of.
Yes.
That.
And that was really, really great for us because my mom is so hands-on. I mean, she probably would have done everything for us, which is really nice, but also like, it just really gave us a chance to like bond with him and just appreciate that we had this like new life that we created together. And it just really kind of bonded us and just like let our relationship grow a little bit better too. So it was crazy, but I'm thankful. I'm thankful for it. I'm honestly. And then like just to have COVID and have it like gotten it over with per se was good too. And that we all came out of it healthy. I'm super grateful for too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so amazing. But I think that, you know, for you, you also weren't able to walk for 5 days after you had your C-section, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if just like the labor part of it was just really, really hard on my body and COVID on top of it. I think just my body was just super worn down and I've pushed my body to the limits many times. I mean, I am a dancer. I've been on Dancing with the Stars since I was 18. So I feel like I've really pushed my body to the limit. So I thought I really could handle pretty much everything, but it turns out birth is way harder than I expected. So my expectations, I just was like, oh, I'm going to put my jeans right back on and walk out like it was no big deal. So just for me to like, just go through that, I was in the hospital for 5 days. I had really low blood pressure, which I guess is super common, but on COVID on top of that, they were kind of taking it a little bit more seriously. And so they wanted to kind of like monitor me and the baby for a good like 5 days. And then the day after surgery, I literally like couldn't get out of bed, like straight up could not go to the bathroom, couldn't do a single thing. And it scared me so bad. Like I was like, my career is over. Like my dancing career is over. I'm going to have to be in a wheelchair. Like I didn't know what to do. I was just so defeated. And I was like, okay, give my body some time. So as soon as I came home, I just was thinking like, I'll be totally fine and I'll heal up really quickly. And it really took a long time for me. I remember like walking up my stairs up to my bedroom after I came home, and I couldn't even do it. I like had to sit on the stairs and I just started crying. And I just was like, I am never going to dance again. That's literally just all that was going through my mind. And so it was a really hard time for me just to put things into perspective. Like, you know, I mean, being a dancer my whole life, looking into the mirror, constantly critiquing myself, and just other people critiquing me as well. And then obviously being on television and letting everybody critique me as well. Mm-hmm. It just really, it gave me some thick skin, but at times it definitely like, you know, made me question my body and things that I'm super insecure about. But in that moment, like I was just like, I just want to walk. Like I don't, like, honestly, my perspective of my body image like completely flipped. And I was just like, I just have to get healthy. Like, I just want to be able to walk. Like, there were things that I just wanted to be so, like, just thankful that I, like, could even walk. Like, that we just take for granted every single day. And just in that moment, I just, like, completely my perspective changed on body image. And I just was so focused on, like, just getting healthy from the inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's so challenging for you know, anyone, but especially someone who's so physical like you are, and as of course has a career where you move constantly and you're so active. But on top of that, of course, you have the C-section, you have COVID, and then you have just the overall mental, emotional, and physical adjustments of new mom now, and you just, yes, you went through labor and your hormones are all changing. What was that like for you, and how did you maintain kind of, or maybe you didn't maintain like a sane standpoint?
It was really difficult. And any mother who has gone through breastfeeding and postpartum, I mean, there are so many emotional, mental obstacles that you have to go through.
Right.
And I think physically on top of all of that, it was really hard. I mean, I really had to lean on my husband, my poor husband. I love you so much. He's just like, we're never having a baby again. No, but it was just trying to find, honestly, like celebrating in the small successes. Like, so just each day just being like, okay, I fed my baby today. Like that was my success today. Like he is fed and he's full, and like just focusing on like him and like what my new role is. It's not for me anymore.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I was so focused on him. And I think that's the way I stayed sane, was just not focusing on myself. And I wish so bad I could tell myself. I did a post about this actually on my Instagram, but I wish so badly, like, I knew what I know now, and just like telling that girl looking in the mirror, just her postpartum body, just being like, you are so amazing. Like, you just birthed a beautiful, healthy baby. Like, don't be so hard on yourself. And so I wish I could say that now. Obviously we can't, but just learning from that experience. But I think just celebrating in the small successes was just like my big thing of like how I got through that. Yeah. And just taking it day by day. And those 6 weeks that, you know, I couldn't really do any physical working out or anything like my normal stuff. I just had to take care of my body. I went and saw a chiropractor. I got acupuncture. I just kind of tried to do everything I could to get me back into my normal self again so that I could be my best self to take care of the baby, you know.
How did you give yourself grace during that time? Because I think it's like, you know, especially when you're pregnant, you hear stories, you know, of women who say like, I wish I was able to tell myself that you love, yeah, your body's amazing, you're so strong. And it's so true. It's like, I have the exact, yeah, same reaction. It's like you come home from the hospital and you're like, why do I still look like I'm pregnant? And like, this is supposed to be a different experience. And you, yeah, compare it to your friends or you compare it to people you follow on social media. And that's, you know, a, yeah, whole thing that can be very challenging to deal with. But how did you give yourself the grace? Because also on top of that, you're also known for your physical ability and also for your body and your appearance. And so there had to have been a huge amount of pressure that you felt, not only for your career, but also just social media and people in general.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up, because social media for me was actually a really, really good thing and a really bad thing at times too. I think it can be a really amazing thing. And I think for me in that time, how I gave myself grace was honestly just kind of being open about it and seeing the community of people. Like, I feel like people came to me and were like, I'm so glad that you posted that. Like, I feel the same way and it just makes me feel good. And I'm like, no, you're making me feel good. You're making me feel like this is normal, because I'm comparing myself to, you know, people who look like they just popped right back and they, you know, that's what I'm comparing myself to. And so like the people in the social media community that were kind of like, you know what, this is totally normal. Like, you made me feel like I was normal. And it just kind of gave me a community of like, okay, stop comparing myself to everyone. You know, this is your journey. You need to get healthy. And I just kind of was like, I kind of really leaned on these women who were like commenting on my posts and DMing me. And we just all kind of like created this community, and it was just so amazing. And I just was like, okay, this is what's normal. You know, women compare themselves to all of these just not good expectations. And I think that's what really gets us down, but it's just the society's way of looking at us. And we really just need to find like our own path and just like, you know, celebrating in our bodies and what we can do instead of what we look like. And I think my perspective after I had Leo too definitely shifted. Like I said before, it just kind of gave me a newfound confidence of like a different role in my life. Like, I'm not just a dancer, but I'm also a mom. And that is the greatest like role that I could ever, like, it's hard. It's obviously the hardest role ever, but it's also the greatest. And that just gave me kind of a newfound confidence of where I was like, you know what, I love what I'm capable of doing rather than like what I look like. And obviously that takes a lot of time. And I still have days where I'm like, man, I'm so hard on myself, but I always just try to remember like the things that, you know, what matter most, you know, the inner beauty. And it's really hard to do because society is so hard on us. But I think the more that we're open about it and we share our stories and our feelings and be more vulnerable is where we can really like gather together and find that inner strength. So
what do you do on the days where you do feel like, oh, I'm being really hard on myself, or, oh, I wish I did this differently, or I felt differently, or you don't love certain parts about your motherhood journey? Because we all have them, but I always think it's really interesting and really great to hear from other moms, like what helps you get out of that place or out of that funk, or how you bring yourself back to a place of positivity.
I think it's a really hard thing to do because we're, you know, involved in it and we're immersed in it so much. And so it's a really hard thing to do. But I think for me, just coming back to what really matters, you know, like our looks aren't going to be there forever. It's our family. It's the relationships that we build with other people. So I think for me, it's just maybe, you know, I look in the mirror one day and I'm like, okay, I've got to work out. I felt so terrible about myself or whatever. And then I go and I spend some time with my son and I talk with my husband about it. And I just kind of come back to like what really matters. And I think for me that most of the time that works, but not all the time. And so I think just like what I was saying, like just giving yourself grace and time and patience, and you don't have to be perfect and it's okay. I mean, everybody is not perfect. Nobody's perfect at all. So it's giving yourself that patience and that love. You have to love yourself first before you can love anyone else. And I think on my postpartum journey, I really found that too. It's really important to take care of yourself so that you can take care of others and you can be the best wife, best mother, best spouse, whatever, you know. So that was really important for me, a lesson to learn.
How do you, because right now you're gearing up for Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah. Yep. So I'm gearing up for that. It's going to be in the fall. So they just moved to Disney Plus, which is really exciting. And it's going to be the first live show on a streaming network. So that's really exciting and a big move for them. But I am just trying to gear up for that. And so I'm starting to train a little bit. I'm trying to get back into it. I'm running around with my toddler. That's training.
I know, right? But how has that been for you? Because that's such a different experience gearing up for something now that you have, you know, a little one at home and that's like something that's on your mind in general. Like, how has that adjustment been for you?
It's been kind of crazy, honestly. Working and being a mom is really, really hard. Like, cheers to the single working women out there. Like, they are amazing. It's been really hard, but I've leaned a lot on my husband and my family members and just people around me who have really been amazing to help out with Leo. And it's hard because you feel that guilt when you're working and you're just like, I feel like I should be with my son. And then when you're with your son, you feel like you should be working. So for me, it's just been trying to find a good balance of like, you know, I have some time for myself to train and to do what I love, but I also make a lots of time for my family and what's truly important to me. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of just finding that balance. And so it's taken me a while. We took Leo and my husband to LA with me last year. I did the show last year as well. Mm-hmm. So he was a little bit younger then. And it was hard. It was really hard. You know, the show is a beast. It's so many hours of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. And so I really just had to, you know, sacrifice some things. I had to sacrifice some things for myself to be able to find time for my son and same with my husband. And we just had to make sacrifices for each other and we had to just find that right balance. So it took some time, but I think we kind of have it figured out. We'll see when the season starts and I'll talk with you then and be like, none of it worked. We're struggling so bad. No, but it should be really fun. And he's at like an older age too. So it'll be fun, hopefully.
Do you feel like looking back on your whole, you know, pregnancy, birthing experience and postpartum experience that you would want to do it again? Or are there things you would do differently? Like, what is your biggest takeaway from it?
I think my biggest takeaway from it, and I tell a lot of like new moms this too, is just whatever is meant to happen, just take it all in and just try and enjoy every aspect. It's not going to go necessarily the way that you planned. At least for me, it didn't. So just try and enjoy and focus on what, you know, what you're actually doing. And that's like giving life, and nothing will matter after he or she is born. Like truly, like once that baby is born, it's just nothing even mattered. And that's how I feel now. It's like, I really don't care how my baby's come into the world now. It's just, all that matters is that they're here and healthy. So I'm going into my, you know, future family with just no expectations and just taking it day by day and just trying to go with the flow, which is super hard for me to do. I'm a planner. I'm like, this has got to go this way or But I really just had to learn to be like, okay, it's just my journey and this is what it's going to be. And just enjoying that little baby, because truly I'm so excited to have another baby. I'm not necessarily excited to be pregnant, but like to have a baby, I'm excited. Pregnancy was a little rough. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, also you hear from so many people that like every pregnancy is so different than any pregnancy you've had.
Yes. Before. How are you feeling?
I mean, I feel great. I think it's like, I feel really lucky. I always ask my mom, like with every single, with all four of her pregnancies, like how she was with every single one. And she's like, felt great. Like she was
really
active the entire time and still is like the most active person ever. But
good for her.
Yeah, but I feel so lucky to be able to like feel good and be active, not active probably like you were, but
I stopped working out at like 30 weeks. I was like, I'm done. I also have a really short like torso, so it's like
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.